You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, while the country was under lockdown, it appears SARS and National Treasury have been hard at work using the time to refine the laws, tax laws in particular, in SARS's favour. And the changes don't refer to the COVID-19 tax relief changes, but really are aimed at closing tax loopholes and to simply give SARS and the National Prosecuting Authority more teeth. Well, to talk about their impact on your tax planning and tax compliance strategy, I'm joined now by Roxana Naidu, attorney at Tax Consulting South Africa. Roxana, it looks like SARS is becoming increasingly aggressive with taxpayers.
Yes, that is correct. So basically what happened was there was the draft response document on the draft tax bill that was released on the 13th of October this year. That allowed for public comment and comments from SARS and the National Treasury. Following this, we've now got government issuing a tax laws amendment bill and tax administration laws amendment bill, which was released on the 28th of October this year. These bills have given reason to some extent of changes in our law that taxpayers should definitely be aware of post-pandemic and going forth into the next financial year. I think the three most prominent changes concerning the majority of taxpayers right now, it's the raising of the tax assessments by SARS, simply by using an estimate, or the inclusion of the words willful and negligent in tax prosecution. One of the big ones is the tax refunds being withheld pending criminal investigations as well.
So let's start with that first one. Should SARS have you on their radar or have any questions to a lifestyle audit that they've done? What does ignoring a request for relevant material mean for you now?
So in terms of the new amendments, SARS now has the power to raise an assessment. This is an estimated assessment where the taxpayer does not respond to a request from SARS for relevant material. But this has been thought through very carefully by SARS. They've amended it to ensure that taxpayers will be barred from lodging an objection if the taxpayer does not submit the material. So should SARS have you on their radar or have questions subsequent to the lifestyle audit or you ignore a request for relevant material, SARS can now raise an estimated assessment that's going to now impose penalties and interest on the taxpayer.
What are your rights as a taxpayer in terms of ensuring that you at least get timeous communication? Very often SARS might have the wrong contact information for you. If you've moved on from a previous employer, for example, you've changed cell phone numbers, changed email addresses. How does one get untangled from this if you are indeed innocent?
So SARS is now putting a greater liability on these taxpayers to ensure that their tax affairs are in order. So you as a taxpayer need to make sure that you have the relevant information on your e-filing or on your profile. Make sure that the relevant changes have been made, because if those changes are not made, you can be held liable.
And that is the scary part about SARS getting these powers that do seem to be something of an overreach. What about trusts? And I know trusts are a popular financial planning, estate planning tools if you want to prevent your children from fighting over who gets the holiday house, although inevitably they still will. I know they're very popular for that sort of thing. Are they still useful when it comes to tax, though?
Unfortunately, we've been seeing a lot of people misadvised by the implementation of trusts. In this scenario, we would suggest taxpayers either approach their tax consultant or their accountant to get proper advice from a professional when deciding on whether they'd like to implement a trust. There are still instances where old trusts make sense. You are limited. There's limited instances where one's objective is an asset protection. But if you think that the creating the new trust is going to benefit you in the long run, you're going to have to look at the long-term financial implications. At this stage, if you look at the amendments, it's quite technical, but those amendments will show that there's still going to be the inevitable tax implications involved. You're not going to avoid that by opening up a trust.
The see-through or the look-through principle will apply. Roxana Naidoo, attorney at Tax Consulting in South Africa, with a few important changes. There are a host of changes that have been made, but we just got through some of the high-level ones. Best to go and have a look at that TLAB, the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill, and make sure you're aware of these changes before you find yourself on the wrong side of SARS. Anne Williams has your news up next.